Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh yeah! And as you well know, I was 20 before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
Welcome everybody to the Ash and Al Premier League
podcast.
On v2football.com or on V2 Sport Network. On Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Why are you reading my script now?
No.
What are you doing? So, welcome everyone to another Premier League podcast. Plenty to discuss now. We've got Cup to discuss this week as well as Premier League.
Just see.
News.
Well done to us.
Well done.
Second one in a row.
What do we do?
This is our second fucking podcast in a row, son.
We have done two in a row.
Actually, our third if you count the wrestling.
Yeah. Fucking three in a week.
Three in 1 week.
Unheard of. It is unheard of. Two in a row. We'll go for the record three next week. But yeah, we've got FA Cup to discuss, Premier League to discuss. Plenty of news because the shit has hit the fan this week, Al.
Ooh.
Huh?
Plenty of news.
I mean, Winton's gone. Troy's gone. Who else has gone? Another one went.
Who's gone? Troy?
Vern Troyer.
Oh, Vern Troyer. Dale Winton.
There was another one who went.
God bless him. Yeah, the DJ. Swedish DJ.
That's him.
Brazil or something, I don't know.
Avicii.
Never heard of him, so I'm not in mourning for him.
No.
Not in Dale. I'm
devastated.
Clearly see, son, I've got the fake tan out.
Yes.
I'm looking like a fucking terracotta pot. Just in a tribute for Dale.
In the tribute for
and
Dale.
And I'm walking around an inflatable banana.
And
£75 Dale.
And there's bound to be more this week because Ramsey scored again this week, of course.
Yeah.
So look out, everyone, now. Reaper's on his way. Reaper
Toys
Ramsey.
As well. Fishy closes.
Toys R Us is gone, yes.
I went in a Friday.
Friday, did you?
And what?
Friday, big shop.
Oh, should see it, son. It was like everything was cordoned off and you got a little room.
Is that?
And then it was just stock. I had a dizzy fizzy hippo.
Dizzy fizzy hippo, I see him.
Fun game that is, actually.
Yeah.
And a couple of figures for my daughter. Suicide Squad figures. But £22 that cost, that board game. And it's 50% off, and then another 50% off at the till.
Yeah.
Alright, that cost overall about £5 in the end.
Bad, is it?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
But £22, no wonder they've gone fucking fast.
Exactly.
Okay. For that, all you do is pop the can and he burps.
Ah, that's no good. No good. See, they charge a £5 in the first place, they'll still be going.
Well, I said to you, I don't know if I said on the podcast, about the shelving.
Yeah.
The ends.
Yeah.
Well, they are selling them. I'm like,
are they?
Yeah, here we go. The bloke walked past me with a fucking trolley. Do you know, the moving trolleys?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I've wanted one of them for ages.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, I did. Bastard. So I walked in, I'm like, oh, I'm actually selling them for £300 for the shelf. I'm like, oh, I was thinking of giving you 30 quid. £300, are you right?
£300.
Well, they've sent all the office stuff as well, like the stickers, the reduced stickers and all that, and the notepads, notepads, I forgot what they're called, you put paper on and it's like a plastic cardboard thing with a, you can attach it. It's like a, usually get them in school on school trips.
Yeah.
50p. Anyway, she says to me behind the counter, because they are not actually stock, we can only take cash. So, you got cards, love? They're going to go off 70p in cash. Oh, sorry, you can't put them on the card. Like, you got a business on Sunday.
Just give them to me.
Can I have it for 17p? No, we can't. I'm like, you're fucking serious. But yeah. I did say, well, she's wearing a Jeffrey badge.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got any Jeffrey badges around? No. So we've got a bag of badges, yeah. I don't know what we're going to do with them. And there's another
row. 70p love.
And another row comes around, oh, we're giving them to kids. I said, oh, can I have one? And she goes, oh, I don't know about that.
Differences of it.
And the bloke said, yeah, go on, have one. So I got a badge up there that says, I am a Toys R Us kid. 20 years time, eBay.
Oh, that is money.
That is fucking, what, are you talking about one, maybe 2.2 million?
No, you're printing your own money there, son. You printed your pension there, yeah. Without a doubt. So.
I'm having that.
Fantastic. But I mean, like I said to you, Al, where are the kids going to go see a draft nowadays then?
Yeah, I know.
It's not many places.
They don't have anything with Jeffrey, though.
Oh, it's not many places they can go and see a draft.
So, Toys R Us are dead this week. Dale Winton, Vern Troyer. Little Vern Troyer.
And like we said, God knows what's going to happen this week now with Ulrich Ramsey getting another one. What have I done, Al? I don't know, before we get onto the football. Oh, I'd help my sister move out, Al. Oh, you know you helped me last year, son.
Fucking hell.
Kitchen appliances.
That's the thing, son. Fuck. You built like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
People are going to ask you to move.
They are, son.
I've had it all my life. You know?
Yep, exactly, Al.
And it doesn't really help when I show off as well, does it? Like, you're fucking... What's the way I lift her over my head and walked up the stairs and give you a tumble dryer?
Something like that. And I lost your temper.
Picked it up, lifted over, boom.
And it's just... We thought, oh, we do the kitchen stuff first. The kitchen appliances, the fridge, the washing machine, isn't it? It's the heaviest stuff. Get it done on the first on the first run. But now these people, you know, these whoever, Beko and all this, you know, makers of stuff like that, appliances.
Yeah.
Do they not think people are going to move one day? Stick some fucking moving handles or somewhere you can grip your hands on to hold something. Because
they expect, we'll get somebody else to move it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, they're the hardest things to try and fucking hold, aren't they? They're slippery as fuck all the time.
Well, I had to move my old fridge freezer on my own the other day.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, hard work. And they've got, it's like a flat.
I had a lovely look of a woman downstairs with me. When she saw me carrying the fridge freezer on my own. It's a big, you know, my big silver one I had.
Yeah.
Carrying down the steps there, carrying it down like that. Walking down the street and come back. She's looking at me like, ooh. It was that look. It was like, ooh. It was like in Georgia in the plantation era. A lot, like that. It's like, you're right, love.
Fanning herself down.
So, yeah, and then I'm flexing her. And I was like, oh yeah, love. I put her over there. Boosh.
But yeah, and they're going upstairs, twisty stairs. Yeah, they got to get up in their flats. It's the worst things in the world, like we say, we're getting the fridge stuff. And like we said, there comes to a point where it's getting harder and harder to twist and turn it up the stairs.
Yeah.
And it's heavy, it was boiling
without up. Fucking damaging a wall or the appliance itself.
Yeah, exactly. And my sister decided to leave all the food inside as well. That made it a bit heavier.
Oh, fucking, you've got to take the food out.
Yeah. All of this.
Oh, fuck it, it weighs a ton with my food.
I know, mate. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then the weather, it was boiling hot yesterday. Sweating my fucking tits off, I was. And it comes to a point then when you just lose your temper.
Yeah.
You get halfway up and think, fuck this. And you just fucking hold it and fucking run at it. You just go for it, like, you know. It's just fucking. It's the hardest thing to do, though, isn't it? Moving out of these appliances.
It's horrible. It's a horrible thing to do.
But this is what you need to get dragons there now.
Yeah.
Just some sort of things, handles or something that will grip onto these appliances. Because they're all so slippery. And when you're sweating, you just can't grip them.
And then, when you get a grip, it's usually underneath.
Oh, and cut your hands to bits.
Where the shot is shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, walking in and like, oh, I ain't playing no FIFA tonight. Look at that to me.
Anyway, eventful day. But let's go on to some football.
Football news, probably the biggest football news this week.
Awesome. Wenger.
Out.
Out, he's gone. Cheerio. He's gone.
Did he go or was he pushed?
Was he pushed?
A lot of people saying pushed.
Was he pushed down the stairs like Tiffany, son? Tiffany. Grant it was, you know.
Tiffany didn't fall down the stairs. Oh, yeah, she did.
Yes! Yeah. There we are, son.
Yeah, I thought you meant like when she was killed in Frank.
That Frank ran her over.
I ran over Tiffany.
Oh, my dad,
I'm a poacher. Ricky!
Okay, I've run her over.
I ran her over. Oh my god. I can't smell this corner, come on.
Because all the talk came out that it came about because he had meetings with the owners, the board, and they discussed, you know, the empty seats in the stadium, this, that, and the other.
Well, it's not really his fault, is it? They can't fucking fill the stadium.
Well,
should have fucking moved to a bigger stadium.
But they were. The fans were fed up. You know, that's not his fault. I mean, you're not going to change my opinion. He should have went last year, if not before that. But still, if you're going to come out and say that, you know, it's coming across as they're putting it out there that it was his decision. No, he signed a 2-year contract. Yeah. He would have stayed another year at least.
Of course, yeah.
If they didn't, you know, have this big meeting and basically, you know, convince him the best way forward is for him to go now.
I actually screenshot.
And especially when he comes out and says, you know, or sources close to him say he wants to stay in the game. Well, that tells you all you need to know. Yeah. He's basically being pushed out, isn't he?
I screenshot the latest odds to replace him.
For the replacements?
Enrique Iglesias, 11-4.
Is he really?
Can he be Arsenal's hero?
Good one. Good one, Al. Good one, I got.
Luis Enrique, favourite, no? 11-4, then Carlo Ancelotti, 11-2. Brendan Rodgers, 6-1. You're coming low, 7-1. Monster.
Patrick Vieira. Put your ass on,
Patrick Vieira, 8-1. Max Alguerera, 10-1. Thomas Tuchel, 12-1. Apparently, I was watching the news yesterday, and they went to the German Sky Sports.
Yeah.
Apparently he's all set to take over Paris Saint-Germain, Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, all set.
Mikel Arteta, 14-1. Rafa Benitez, 14-1. Nah. Diego Simeone, 16-1. Eddie Howe, 16-1. Nah. Julian Nagelsmann, 16-1. He's Offenheim manager, isn't he?
Right.
Youngest, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a case of...
So it's looking like Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias, for me, that's a big risk because you just don't know what it's going to be like. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, Barcelona, can you ever...
Barcelona!
Can you put his achievements, you know, against other managers who you know, when you're walking into a club like that, set up like that, with some of the best players in the world? So I think that's a bit of a risk. Ancelotti would be the absolute safest bet for me, and he would bring...
Yeah, I thought you want him at Town, though.
Huh?
So you want him at Town?
I wouldn't mind him at Town. I wouldn't mind him at Ipswich. He may go there. I know he's been... He has been visiting. I know he's had his John Deere tractors shipped over to England. Their whereabouts currently...
Suffolk.
Suffolk is where they are. They're in England somewhere is all we know. They haven't been traced since they got off the ferry. He's got 3 John Deere's, son. And that's all I'm saying. What he's going to do with them, I don't know. You won't find much farmland in London, around Arsenal way.
Do you ever drive past the John Deere? John Deere. Do you ever drive past it up in, where is it, Carmarthen way?
No.
Oh, all my life I've driven past it. Yeah, it's fucking there. I've never ever seen it anywhere else in the United Kingdom, except for there in the middle of Carmarthen.
Farming country,
it's fucking proper. Well, I don't know what you call it for farmers. It's not a shop, is it? It's like a garage for lawnmowers and tractor
farm
stuff.
Stores, isn't it?
Farm,
farm stores. So tractors and jam.
Get rat offers, there, yeah.
But, no, I mean, who do you think, how, go on, Sally, who do you think should be, always going to be, should be?
I know you said Brendan Rodgers the other day, didn't you?
I think, listen, I'm a fan of Brendan Rodgers. I don't put nothing, what he's done at Celtic, as an achievement to this show.
Oh, fucking no.
You know, it was a 2-team league, it's a 1-team league for the last, you know, 5-6 years, it still is.
Will be next season, Sally Rangers will be back. Come on, yeah.
But for what he achieved at Liverpool, I thought he was... dealt with harshly towards the end. They should have won the league, overachieved that season.
If it weren't for that damn banana skin.
Banana skin. I think he was treated harshly the next season, and then it got to a point, especially on social media, he was a complete laughing stock, and it was a case of when, not if he was going to go then. he lost a lot of the fans there, and there was no coming back for him. Now, if he took over at Arsenal, I think he's capable of doing a good job, but out of those names mentioned, he would be ones that the fans probably would be the least behind to start.
Yes, with. I think so, yeah.
So it would be an uphill battle for him to win over all the fans from the start. Which I think is a shame, because given time, I think he could easily turn him into the top four, or you know, every season again, and even more then with money to spend and coaching ability. But
you know, the star players from South Deck,
yeah, bring them all down. But I don't think that's going to happen, because I think the fans, like I said, not enough of the fans would be behind that move, and it would be a case of, you know, ending this era of Wenger, and you know, 50-60% of the fans want him out.
Yeah.
And then starting again with Brendan Rodgers, probably again, it'll probably be 50-50 between the fans of who wanted him and who didn't. I think Ancelotti would be bang on for a couple of seasons, 2 or 3 years, he'd bring success again. In terms of top four, players, you know, world class players would be happy to come and play for him and Arsenal.
Mm, yeah.
Like you said, Tuchel's going to do thing. Luis Enrique.
Yeah, I would like Thomas Tuchel.
But like you said, he's nailed on. The only thing is the contract's not signed at PSG, but it's nailed on there.
Well, when anybody told a Laurent Blanc?
Probably not. They're trying to find someone who was born in September to go and tell him what's
happening. That's not Laurent Blanc, is it?
No, it's
start reviewing it. Are you?
Emery or something?
It's long block.
But that was a talk today as well, that they want Wenger as the life president out there as well, PSG.
Yeah?
So that would be a thing. Would that affect Tuchel going there?
Yeah, I know.
Because obviously someone like Wenger going upstairs...
Paris Saint-Germain as well. Do you know what? I won't mind him going back to Monaco.
Well, you never know. Well, that's the thing. Would he go? Would he be? You know, he wants to stay in the game, but will it be as a manager?
Apparently, sneaking in. I was looking at Sky Bet today, they're taking odds for the next Real Madrid manager.
My man is on Pochettino for that.
Yeah, he's 2-1.
2-1, is he? There we are.
2-1.
We discussed that. But other news, Man City won the league out.
Oh, yes.
That was big news as well.
Yeah, that was a big news. Man City won the league because Man United lost to West Bromwich Albion.
That's right. So,
no one saw that come in.
No. congratulations to Manchester City.
Guardiola's first.
First league title in England.
Well done to him.
Well done, yeah. You know, they've been the best team all season.
Still overrated. I do like the fella, though. I like his style, Ash. I can't deny the man's got style.
He's got style.
He's a stylish motherfucker.
He is indeed. He is indeed. But for them now, it's all about building for next year again, who they're going to bring in. But for them, congratulations. It's big. You know, I don't know how many points clear, the 12, 30 points, whatever it is. You know, to win a league like that with the quality of the competition of Man United, Tottenham, Liverpool, you know, Chelsea, you know, that many quality teams, and to win it by that many points is tremendous. So, absolutely bang on.
Neymar! There's that Ivex signing. Neymar next season.
Neymar, do you think?
Neymar.
Neymar! Scottish boy.
Yeah, Neymar.
Glasgow's own.
Neymar Junior.
Neymar Junior, no doubt. Hey. And, there's no other news, are there? Although I did see, what's his name, Jadon Sancho, young English boy down at Dortmund.
Oh, yeah.
Scored his first goal or something.
He's doing well, actually, isn't he?
First Englishman.
Number seven, isn't he? Where's number seven shirt for Dortmund?
First English player to score for Dortmund.
Yeah.
Youngest English player to score in the Bundesliga or something.
Kevin Keegan's record.
I think so. But yeah, he's just, you know, he's gone out there on a free, isn't he?
Yeah.
Free.
Free, 30 million.
Was it?
I'm sure they paid 30 million for him.
Might well have. I'm wrong again. Don't surprise me.
Fucking wrong.
But he seems to be plodding along and doing well, eh? Good club for him. And
I think if you want a good career,
goal.
Because a lot of young English players are struggling to get into the first team because of the foreigners.
Yeah, why not go and do what he's done and take that risk?
One called Red Bull wants someone, don't they?
Leipzig, yeah, Lookman, he's got out there on loan, isn't he?
Yeah,
they want to sign him permanently.
That's it, Lookman.
Taking their chances, you know, he had plenty of options to stay Premier League, Championship, and get games under his belt, but he's gone out there.
Go over there, man. You know, it's top level football. Guarantee European football as well, especially Dortmund and Leipzig.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, like, you see this, he obviously making the headlines, and maybe, I don't know, 10 to 15 games under his belt this season. He's not first team out there yet, but he's building nicely. He seems to be building nicely and developing out there.
Well, they've got to have faith in him because he's given him a number 7 shirt.
Sure, exactly, and he wouldn't have got a kick about out of Man City, would he?
No.
Where he was. And it just makes you wonder, could he be a surprise element? Could Southgate look at him and think, let's do a, you know, like Sven down with Walcott, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's take a youngster, but maybe actually play him instead of Walcott sitting on the bench.
I disagree there.
I think they need a surprise element somewhere. A youngster, you know, because, you know, they're fearless, the youngsters out there. They don't, you know, look at Rooney in his first couple of tournaments. He just absolutely went for it. No fear of reputation of the opposition.
Walked it in.
Chelsea 1-0.
Olivier Giroud.
We're currently semi-final of the FA Cup.
He just walked that in, Ash. You see that?
1-0 Chelsea.
Obviously you didn't, because you're looking at my beautiful face.
46 minutes. But what were we saying? Yeah, the youngsters, they've just got no fear of, you know, going up against these top players. They just want to impress so much. Let's have a look then. Hazard takes it down.
Beats one, beats Giroud, two,
walks
beats three,
in.
Beats four.
Ricky Villar, eat your heart out. Olivier Giroud. Didn't even want to go to Chelsea, Al. But he's banged it in.
Yeah, and no sign for Chelsea.
Boom. Yes, Southampton all over the shop. Sparky will not be happy, son.
What the bloody hell's that, boys?
I've never been relegated, I never won a cup, boys. I could have had a chance this year.
Jesus Christ, do, man.
do. Oh, they're falling over. Look at him, like Pele there, son. What's he doing? He just go on, Olivier. Can't they love this? Don't run about, son. The plugs will fall out.
Back in hell, boys.
Go on, Sparky, tell him, son.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh. We'll have it. No doubt we'll be able to work in the summer, also. Yeah. We'll might be able to get him on as a guest one day. But there we go.
I don't think he knows Welsh, does he, old Sparky? I don't need to brush up on my Welsh.
No, he can understand us talking English, aren't we? Like,
I think he's from Wrexham. He's not proper Welsh. From North Wales.
Northern, isn't he?
He's Northern. He's a Northern Welshie. He's not. It's not like us, Savan.
Excuse me. But yeah, I just think
from the shit all up north. It's not a beautiful country like in South Wales. Oh, the Gower.
The Gar.
Yeah, I haven't been to the Gower, is it? The Mumbles. Oh, Jesus, the Mumbles. Do you know what? Do you know the Mumbles? Do you know the people who live in the Mumbles?
Go on.
They don't know what cars are.
No.
Because they just walk across the road. Yeah, care in the world. They just walk out and look at you like,
no bothers.
What the hell are you doing? I'm walking here. The rudest bunch of people in the world.
They are, no.
People in Mumbles.
Why? Because they got money. That's why, Al. That's why. But yeah, going back to that, I just think England.
And just for the record, Mumbles is not separate from Swansea.
No.
It's part of Swansea.
It's in Swansea. Swansea owns you. We own you.
Money makes the world go round the world, go round the world, go round.
Well done.
That's a bit of cabaret, that is, son. Yeah, bit of Liza Minnelli.
Is it? Nice. Well done, Al. Good stuff. Oh, Sparky's out of his seat now. He's going to tell
you. Know why I did that? I linked it up to your Germany thing.
Because
it's set in Kit Kat Club in Berlin, Germany.
Oh, speaking of Berlin, Germany, Al. Go back to this Jordan, or Jadon Sancho, or whatever it is.
Jaloon, innit?
Pronounce your name. How do we talk? Just tell us how to talk. but I just think they need a surprise factor in that England
Joel
team.
Barton.
Yeah, why not?
Can't get more surprising than that, can you?
You can't, Dan. You can't.
New member of Fleetwood Mac.
The newest member of Fleetwood Mac. I don't know what he's going to be playing or singing. Yeah, I don't know, but we'll find out on the next tour, no doubt. But yeah, I think the England squad is just too predictable. So something like that, a bit different, a bit, I think, would be a good surprise element. But I doubt it'll happen.
How would we surprise? No Wayne Rooney.
No Wayne Rooney. No, can't see him going. Sip of tea.
What, is he? I never heard of him. Did he play Germany?
Anyway, I'll just talk about some football, Al.
Yes, let's get on to the results from that yesterday.
Premier League.
Only two games yesterday.
Only two games.
Three today now.
We got a Desmond down at the Hawthorn.
Yes. Pointless, as Jurgen Klopp said.
He was fuming, right? 2-2.
I don't know why they went for the point. You know, it's useless for them. We needed a point.
It was Danny Ings. 4 minutes
Remember him?
His first goal in 930 days.
Jesus
Since Christ. October 2015 now.
Bet he got it. He left Burnley.
Yes. They're flying high, of course. But he put a 1-0 up. And Mo Salah with his 31st Premier League goal of the season now. Yeah. Matching Shearer, Ronaldo and Suarez. For the most goals in a 38-game season of the Premier League. So it looks like you would have thought he'd break that in the remaining games. So he's up there with the legends of the Premier League already. But then, in the 79th minute, Jake Livermore pops up 2-1. And then Solomon Rondon, 88th minute. 2 each, Al.
How can they let a 2-0 league go like that against West Brom?
Against West Brom.
A pointless team.
Pointless team, Al. And Darren Moore now has won 5 points in his 3 games, Al.
Should have had him on from the start.
Pardew won 4 points in his last 11 games. So.
Jesus.
There we are. Darren Moore's already better than Alan
You can
Pardew.
Clearly see they liked Alan Pardew. Who's favourite for the Arsenal job?
Yes, he's favourite for the Arsenal job. Kirbishley must be in a bet.
Yeah, Kirbishley's in there.
He always makes up appearances.
250-1, yes. Or for punt.
You talk an appearance in the betting market, Alan Kirbishley.
Yeah, Pardew's favourite in his own mind.
But much as always, Liverpool, full of possession for them. I think it was about 70% for them. And dominated the first 70 minutes anyway. Even the keeper, Karius, had about 15, 16 passes. More than any West Brom player in the first half, Al.
Never.
So, but yeah, 2-2. Jurgen wasn't happy with the dry pitch. Doesn't like going in dry, does Jurgen?
Who doesn't?
But did you hear what he said then?
No.
The press conference. He was on one, son. He said, oh, they didn't, because he said, oh, they were complaining they didn't come out and re-water the pitch at half-time.
Yeah.
So it's still too dry again then. Couldn't pass it more than 3 or 4 yards. Well, never mind, they can play football on a dry pitch in the Championship next year.
Oh.
You bitch, Jurgen.
Oh. What can I say?
They can play on the dry Championship, yeah?
No, they play Championship next season. Jurgen, don't give a shit.
But, I mean, Liverpool...
Don't forget to get your PPI.
He didn't have a full squad out, did he? Because obviously they've got the Roma... Is it Roma the semi-final. So obviously Roma. They know that obviously Man City won the league, so they're pretty certain to get top four. So he's putting all his eggs.
Well, how can he fucking say about West Ham, West Brom, and he doesn't put a fucking full squad up?
Well, exactly, but obviously Salah got the goal, so he gets Southampton just missed a chance there.
Will Caballero still in goal, sir?
Willie Caballero
started the whole season in goals, didn't he? In the FA Cup.
In the FA Cup, yep.
That's same with Michel Vaughan.
Yes.
Rich.
That was a good idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as I said, Liverpool rested a few players, but still 2-0 up with about, what was it, 15, 16 minutes ago. Well, he should have seen that at home against a championship side on a dry pitch.
Yeah.
So, because when the journalist asked him, he said, you obviously don't know football because, you know, it's a dry pitch. You can't pass the ball smoothly for 4 or 5 yards. So, it's different for a team who plays football, but for a team like West Brom, who play football in the air, it's different. Something like that. You know what I mean? He was on one side, he wasn't happy at all.
Fucking hell.
I think he's had his gnashes done as well, wouldn't he?
Would you say he was a sauerkraut?
Yes! Yes! I love it.
Oh, oh.
Sauerkraut. Klopp. Very good, Al. Very good. Like I was tickle me, so.
I can't believe we never came up with that.
He didn't even think of it. But yeah, he's had his teeth done, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's had his top roll done, at least.
Yeah, because he looked a bit...
Fuck, he looked like he'd got through the life stages of X Factor. You know?
He did look like somebody from Liverpool when he arrived in Liverpool.
He fitted in.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks.
He's gone to see Jamie Carragher's mate, hasn't he? Hey there, Jürgen. I'll do your teeth for you, like... You could spit fucking miles with these teeth.
But West Brom is Newcastle. They've got coming up next, away from home. So if Swansea are playing Manchester City...
later today. We might see the first half.
We might see a little bit of it.
Oh, Giroud's gone down there.
So they could well be relegated before they play Newcastle, but Newcastle away...
Yeah,
If
Swansea beat Man City, they were relegated.
They are officially relegated.
But who can see that happening?
Well, you never know, do you? Man City could not be up for it. They've won the league. Do they care? There's two sides to it, isn't there? Either they're going to be like that, or they're going to be, you know... Or if Swansea City are going to have to defend like their lives, because they don't. If they get a big beat in, that makes a difference with the goal difference.
Yeah.
That's the thing there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they, you know, got no one wants to, you know... Well, like Manchester United years ago, you don't want to lose the league on goal difference. You don't want to go down on goal difference, do you? That's the one thing.
Oh, Giroud's holding his calf.
Oh, has he got lamb on air for us?
Yeah.
Has he got lamb? Can't bring your pets on.
That's the thing, so you bring your baby animals onto the pitch. That's going to happen. Oh, fucking hell.
Strapping his calf up, isn't he? Like I said, As Klopp said, a point for both team, but a pointless game, really.
Right,
West Brom all but down.
I'm surprised it's fucking sun this week.
Oh, Jesus, don't start.
Fucking sun!
So we move on now to another troubled team down here. Watford against Crystal Palace. Boys.
Boring, wasn't it?
A boring nil.
Elton was there.
He can't see his boys, did he? But a boring 0-0 and not a bad away
the
point.
The pitch was back, son.
You know what I did there? He did, son. he said he was there saying Benteke is the other side, he said. Anyway.
Benteke's on the other side.
It's not a bad away point for Palace, that, especially after their win last week. Took them up to 15th, I think, for now. So, good result for Hodgson. Watford are they're just seeing the season out, really, now, aren't they? You know...
looking for the next manager for next
basically,
season.
Basically, exactly. The main...
Hey, Chico Flores is 101.
Is he?
For Arsenal job. Do you know what? I'd fucking love that if I was an Arsenal supporter.
He's worth it.
Chico Flores.
Oh, he's done a cracking job. Absolutely. Yeah. Top 10.
I'll take that.
I'll take that.
I'll put fucking a penny on it as well.
Put a penny on, son. The only talking point out of this one was old Willie Zaha showing a yellow card for diving.
It was a simulating diving, eh?
Simulating diving. Pretended to dive. He didn't actually dive. He was simulating a dive. But yeah, it's fourth yellow card for diving since 2015. The most of any.
It's been harsh, because
most of any Premier League player.
It was.
No, it's hard to tell. It's
because he's a marked man, isn't he? He's a diver. He is.
Well, that's it. He was on the old Gogglebox.
He's Tom Daley. Yes.
He was on the old Gogglebox. On the old Radio Rentals this morning when he's saying. You know, people are looking out for it now, aren't they? Yeah. I'm the marked one. Everyone talks about me now, and it's very unfair. Like
the cursed one.
That was the main talking point. But as I said, all in all, against maybe Palace would have been a bit disappointed against Watford team with not a lot to play for. Maybe they thought they could have pushed on a little bit, a bit, and got a winner out of that.
a win for Crystal Palace.
Yeah, the way it is.
Right, the thing is, Roy was on the show last week, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think we affected that then.
We could have, Al. But I think, I mean, they got Leicester up next at home, Crystal Palace have, so again, Leicester.
The Owl versus the Fox.
Ooh. Leicester, they're still going to be competitive, but nothing to play for Leicester, really, is there?
No.
So, Palace, you'd fancy at home, and if they've won that, you'd think they'd be safe as well.
Selhurst Park.
I think. If they can win that next week against Leicester, I think they're well and truly safe then.
Yeah.
Watford up against Spurs next away. Again, it's this point
bit
of the season.
A derby, isn't it?
London.
Yeah, but they're not that far apart. It's Watford and North London. Don't think so.
Watford's about, I don't know, is it east of that? North? No. West London, is it?
Watford's just outside London, isn't it?
Watford, yeah, it's almost like Watford and Reading, is it?
Yeah.
Watford and Reading, I think. I don't know, Al. I don't know. Google it.
I'm Googling it now.
But again, Watford and Spurs next week, it's one of them games now. We're at that point of the season. It's nothing much, is it? Because you'd assume Spurs are going to finish in that top four as well, and Watford not going to go down. You know, it's one of those games. And that was all an incident. It was the only... It was the first time since 2014-15.
45 minutes away.
Is it really?
Yeah, Watford and...
there we are then.
Tottenham. And Fields. Potter's Bar.
We all remember Potter's Bar. We all do. Since 2015, the first time there was only one 3 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday in the Premier League. Here we are.
Since when?
Since 2015, I think it was.
Well, it's not a fucking older record, is it?
Well, 3 years, Al. Time is a move-in, isn't it? So that's Saturday's games, Al. Premier League, we'll move on to today's Premier League games.
It's 45 minutes if you use the M1 to the M25.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but if you use the A Road 46, you've got another 44 minutes there.
Oh, no, an A Road.
Well, actually, that's short. Hang on, yeah. That's a shorter route there. Why are they giving me the longer route?
Oh, I've got to change your settings. Yeah. Don't go on the toll roads either.
Oh, fuck no.
Anyway.
If you use the M1. And then to the A1, A406, that's a minute.
Go on, spin that, son.
A minute faster.
We'll move on now to today's Premier League games that have been played so far.
Ooh, go through Barnet, son. They're relegating, aren't they, Barnet?
Barnet, yeah.
Are they out of the league
now? May well be. I'm saying League 2. And we've just not long finished watching... Arsenal! Arsene Wenger's Arsenal against West Ham.
West Ham.
How you doing?
Ooh, yeah.
But it was 4-1 to Arsenal in the end, and it was...
Tell him what happened, Ash. Tell him what happened. It was 1-0. Tell him what happened.
I'll tell you what happened. Now, first of all, we'll say the natural man, Monreal.
Ooh, yeah. Cream of the crop.
Puts them 1-0 up, Arsenal. And out of it for the equaliser... And it was all looking pretty even, Stevens. Joe Hart pulls off a magnificent save.
Magnificent save.
From the Fresh Prince of Welbeck. And then, after that showing, Al, he had a rush of blood. And he led in three goals. He thought he was on that plane, son. He was going to Russia.
And don't for a minute stop blaming Declan Rice for the second. Because that was your fault.
So it was Aaron Ramsey who was out wide. Crossed the ball in, really. It went past Declan Rice and Joe Hart just didn't follow the ball at all. It went past him into the corner of the net. And then on Alexandre Lacazette, the newspaper, got two goals there now. Got the third and the fourth to make it 4-1. And just fell apart for West Ham at the last 10 minutes, really.
Right.
After Joe Hart, pulled
a magnificent save,
pulled it out.
Went, tits up, didn't
it? It went tits up. Happy days for Arsenal and Arsene to get another home win before he leaves the club. An expected home win, let's be honest, as they always should.
Yeah, they do well at home, it's just the way they've done poor this season.
Yeah, and. What are they, sixth obviously in the league, and they just cementing that sixth place, really, which would be Europa League football again, but...
if they win the Europa League.
Well, exactly. The talk is all the players come out and said, you know, let's get together, let's win this for Wenger now.
Who they got? They got Athletic Madrid. Who they got in the other semi-finals? Who is it?
I'm not sure. Still, you know, difficult sides.
Well, you fucking should know, Ash.
Should I? Still very...
Call yourself a football, man. It's disgusting.
All right, you want to chill out? You do. It's Marseille and Salzburg, if you must know. All right. Jesus.
If I was there, I would go to Salzburg.
But you would say... I mean, it's hard to tell. Football's football. They're all good sides. Otherwise, they wouldn't be at this stage of the competition. But you would say the likely winner is from the Arsenal-Madrid tie, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're saying that Costa is out of the first leg, at least. Diego Costa.
Oh, yeah, forgot about you.
So that's a big plus for Arsenal. Obviously, they've still got to deal with the other quality players in Griezmann and who's the other one? Nunes or something like that.
Hallback.
Yeah.
Santiago Mumes.
He's out there. Hasselbank is still out there.
Yeah.
Diego Forlan, he's still out there.
Yeah, Diego Forlan.
So they got a, you know,
Torres, Fernando Torres.
Torres. So you know, threatening.
Even at the end of the season.
Yeah, America, they reckon, didn't they?
Wow. America. Find his form back and then.
Huh?
Find his form.
Find his form out there. Find his form out there. But yeah, I mean, even Arsenal. I mean, he chose to start Welbeck as opposed to Aubameyang because. You know, we need players like Welbeck fit because Aubameyang can't play in the Europa League. Yeah. So he's chose them players to get them sharper. And all eyes on the Europa League. He did bring Aubameyang on and he set up Lacazette. So that for next season, for any manager who comes in, looks a good partnership to have up front. Two quality forwards there who are linking up well the last few weeks. And there's good signs of a partnership there. So who knows what's going to happen there. West Ham, another loss, but they're still just about out of the, you know, just about out of trouble. I mean, what are they? 35 points, Southampton 29. So, you know, 6 points clear of the bottom three. They are three games left, four games for those. So, you'd say... Much like Palace, one win for West Ham and they're safe as well.
Yeah.
You think 38 points, I think we'll
usually
keep anyone
up. The tally, the 38 points, usually the safety.
Yeah.
Just over the line.
Yeah, I mean, there's been exceptions, but the way Southampton are playing, Stoke are playing, you can't see them putting a run together and getting another 9-10 points.
No.
So you may say, you know, Huddersfield, their form has dipped, so maybe Huddersfield down. Would be that's your pick for relegation at the moment. But anyway, you got West Ham do have Man City next at home. They tend to, at least once or twice a season, West Ham at home, they tend to turn over a big team.
Yeah.
So you never know, that could be the occasion against the already league champions in Man City. Arsenal got Man United up next away. But again, you know, is he going to be resting players from the Thursday night?
Yeah.
You know, so, but this is his last time in Old Trafford. He's a competitive man.
Well, as Arsenal manager.
As Arsenal manager, that's right. He could be in it. Maybe he'll go to Tottenham, maybe they'll do a swap. Job swap.
Yeah.
Pops to Arsenal. Can you imagine? Oh, he'd go ballistic, wouldn't he?
It'd be like Campbell all over again.
Oh, knees up Mother Brown. It'd be knees up everywhere, son. Knees up Mr. Brown and Mother Brown, son. But we move on to the other game then on the Sunday. And it was a team banging trouble. Paul Lambert, Stoke City against Burnley. Battled on. Stoke took the lead on 11 minutes with Ndiaye. But Burnley with Austria's own Ashley Barnes.
Equaliser, 62 minutes.
62 minutes, sir. Yeah, so...
ooh, pardon me for Burnley. It came from my heart. If it would have been the other way, it would have been a fart.
Disappointed for Stoke. I was at a 1-0 up for a good 50 minutes. Would have been great for them to see it through, but...
Get used to Stoke. Championship team next season.
Again.
West Brom.
Still only 29 points on the board. Liverpool away next for them. It's
Liverpool. They can easily beat Liverpool.
Well, again, I don't know. Is he going to rest? He might rest players again. If they're, you know, I don't know if the Champions League is this week and then next week, or if they've got a week off in between. But if it's you know, this week.
No, they won't, will they? Because this.
They might do, because it's coming close to the end. They need to get the fixtures
done.
Yeah,
they need to. So it probably. So it could be this week and then. And then next week, yeah, gotta be, surely.
So that game in the middle, which is Stoke, if they, you know, if they get a good result against Roma, 1-1, 2-2, they're
is
banging it.
A week after.
Got to rest players.
When is the Champions League final?
I'm going to say the 26th. The FA Cup's the 19th, so I'm going to say it'll be the week after, the 26th of May, would it? I'm going to go for.
The Europa League final's on the 16th.
That's on a Wednesday, then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's on Sky Sports.
That's not Sky Sports.
BT. No, Sky Sports News.
Oh, right, they told
us. It's like 13th May, right. It's last game. Arsene Wenger's last game. It's good. Huddersfield.
Yeah,
and his last game.
Could be
against whoever in the 16th.
Europa League, yeah. So it's all about the result against Roma. I mean, if they're, you know, well in it, or, you know, a goal ahead, for instance, he could very well be persuaded to rest a few players ready for the second leg. So you never know. Stoke, they could have a chance out there. The way they're playing, I wouldn't say it.
No.
They're not going to score, you know, it's very unlikely they have all season really scored more than one.
Isn't it funny? All the three teams in the bottom at the moment all got English goalkeepers.
All got English goalkeepers.
Like, that's right. Like Foster.
Yeah.
Forrester.
Yeah.
And Butland.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
I know.
Bodes well for the World Cup, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. And Joe Hart's down the bottom as well with West Ham.
Absolutely. But, another good battling performance from Burnley to pick up a point from being behind to keep their season going and cement that seventh place. And then, of course, the last game would be Manchester City against Swansea that has yet to kick off.
It's not kicked off yet.
Kicks off, but that was four.
Oh, so that was four now.
So it's just about to kick off. So
I turn over now if you want, sir.
But.
Because this FA Cup semi finals is a bit shite.
It's shite, isn't it? But we'll have a quick half time there.
Oh, I haven't got my kazoo ready, sir.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
I'm not going to get up. I can't be bothered.
No. The half-time fake kazoo there to bring the review to a close on the Premier League. We'll have a few plugs now before we start the second half. And we are on v2football.com, at v2football on Twitter, the home of the 72 show, the V2 Football Podcast, the V2 Academy Podcast, and the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And a bit of lowdown on each. The 72 show is our monthly Football League show with some great guests from the Football League world. The V2 Football Podcast brings you a humorous look at all the latest news from world football. Always good banter and some top interviews to go along with it. The V2 Academy is our summer show about coaching, player development and the academy football system around the world. The Broken But Glorious podcast is our fortnightly wrestling podcast reviewing pay-per-views, discussing British wrestling and WWE news, and it also brings you some exciting interviews with guys from both the British and the US indie scene. Of course, guys, we are sponsored by ArtlessFootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So it's artoffootball.com, at artoffootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code ACTIONAL for 10% off at the checkout. With the FA Cup review quickly.
Oh, Alan. I talked the other day, they talked about the Premier League team of the season.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
People saying, oh, why did David Gea isn't chosen? Should have been Edmondson for Man City.
Oh, you're laughing. Is that what they were saying?
Like, what the fuck? David Gea's the best keeper in the world right now.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Was it last week? We had a discussion last week, wasn't it? But the Man City goalkeeper Edison,
wasn't it? So yeah, I think it was like the day after I saw it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't, there's no... There's no debate there. It's got to be De Gea, without a shadow of a doubt.
Fucking hell, I'm going to conk on Fernandes.
Fernandes, Fabrizio Fernandes.
Like Jimmy Neal.
So,
Andy King.
So let's blow the kazoo for the start of the second half, huh?
Have you not done your pops yet? So you,
it's all pre-recorded. I told you this last week, Al. We should stop embarrassing me live.
Fuck it.
They've been, Al. They've already been played, sir.
Alright, then.
There's. Got a bit trumpet there, son. Bit of Johnny Briggs, son.
Johnny Briggs,
love it.
Show our age, no, son.
Fucking love that. Did he ever fix that bike? Fucking fix it every week.
We'll have to see if we can find it on DVD.
Oh, yeah. On DVD, Al. Don't look anywhere else because we'll get it official DVD, son.
I can't look anywhere else. There's no other place I can look.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Definitely
DVD's
not.
DVD's the only format you can watch stuff on.
Definitely, Al. You're definitely right. Anyway.
On Netflix?
No.
Oh, mind you, can watch it on YouTube.
Probably
can watch it on YouTube because the other day I was watching Simon and the Witch.
Oh, YouTube,
which has now just been released, the full complete series on DVD.
Is it? On David?
On David.
So we've done the Premier League, we'll run.
I tell you what, so I was watching Green Claws.
Green Claws?
You know the. I showed you
that. Yeah.
Type it in YouTube, okay?
Yeah.
Green Claws. Watch it for about 5 minutes. I tell you what, it's Dave Myers from the Airy Bikers. What is going to look like? He talks and he looks exactly like Dave Myers. If Dave Myers was green.
Green.
Type it, when you go home tonight? Green Claws, and you're like, fuck, oh, he's spot on.
I'll take this, and I will. I'll
Dave Myers from Harry Bankers.
Talking
about. Come on, Kingy.
So we'll run through the FA Cup games, or the one game and the bit that is currently new.
Just kicked off here at Main Road.
Main Road, Manchester City against Swansea. This isn't their last home game, is it? I was going to say, when did they get the trophy? When they get presented, must be their last home game, obviously.
They're away the last game of the season, aren't they?
Yeah, because they got, as we just said, they got, they're away next week to West Ham. They must have a home game before the final game then of the season. That's going to be presented then, I suppose. But anyway, the FA Cup, the semi-final that took place yesterday, Manchester United against Tottenham Hotspurs. 2-1 to Manchester United, Al.
The curse continues.
The curse continues. The forever bottle jobs, Tottenham. They took the lead out. Dele Alli. 11th minute, fresh from the corner shop. And then Sanchez with the equaliser.
Dirty Sanchez.
Oh, dirty boy. And then Herrera with the winner in the second half.
Rolled that one, didn't he?
Sanchez, Pogba had a good game.
Yeah.
Stole a ball off Dembele, I think it was.
Dembele set up his
for the Sanchez
corner.
Goal. What a ball. What a cross in for Sanchez that was.
No bad.
And great header.
Crossing from Sanchez.
From Pogba. For Sanchez to header.
Fucking quick if he crossed it in and headed it.
He's pacey, mind.
Yeah, it was backwards. That's a big pitch. He was going backwards. Boom.
Directed it perfectly.
Yeah.
But cracking ball in from Pogba as well. Really, really enjoy that. Herrera, good finish as well. Low. But really even game, wasn't it?
That's Mourinho's cup finalist.
Yeah, you know, trophy season. Yeah, you know what I mean? This. Very even, though.
Both. You won the FA Cup with Man United, yeah?
Who's that? Mourinho? No, he won a League Cup last season.
League Cup Europa League last season.
Last time, well, Van Gaal won it, didn't he?
Yeah.
With Man United, that's the last time he won it. The year before, wasn't it? But yeah, very even. 12 shots on goal from both sides. 11 chances created from both sides. Tottenham had a bit more of the ball. but that is now Man United through to their 20th FA Cup final, matching Arsenal, of course, and going out in the lead of all time cup finals, FA Cup and League Cup, 29 altogether now. They will compete.
Have they won the most FA Cups, or is it Arsenal?
Arsenal have got the record, I believe. They've taken over Wenger, and he's won about 7, yeah. Isn't he? Fuck knows. They're on about 12, I think, Arsenal altogether, something like that, aren't they?
But, no, 4 Wenger's won.
He's won 4, has he? What a hell.
Three League Cups, 4 FA Cups, and 7 Charity Shields Community.
Because he won 7, he?
Because they said, oh,
they'll rename
they
that.
They won all these, he's won all these trophies, but 7 of them were Community Shields.
They'll rename that, the Arsene Wenger Community Shield. But Spurs, at 8 semi-final, they've lost in a row.
Should be the Charity Shield.
Oh, yeah, it should be, Al, should be. But yeah, 8 semi-finals in a row, that's bottle job.
From 93 in it.
93, 93, 95, 99, 01, 10, 12, 17 and 18. They were in the semi-finals last year as well. They bottled it, son, absolutely. But Sanchez loves Wembley, son. He scored 8 goals now.
Oh, yeah. 8 goals.
He loves it.
Oh,
he loves it. Wembley. He loved it. But the big talking point then is after the game in a press conference. You know, you always thought, yeah.
I missed this, son. What's this?
Well, Poch, innit? Pochettino, yeah. Tottenham manager. You know, you always just thought, you know, he's building this squad up. He's going to see it through. They're going to achieve something. But then it's the first time he made a comment and saying, you know, Spurs, you know, they got to carry on this this success and going so far in cups and in the league with or without me. And he said it more than once.
With or without me.
That's
he's done a U2.
He's done a Ken Lee, son. Ken Lee. but it's the first time he said something like this, really. I mean, it was mentioned on a few things this morning as well. And that's what made me think Zidane's position at Madrid is going. You'd say he's bang on to be fair.
If he doesn't win the Champions League again.
Yeah.
Oh, well, didn't he?
Yeah. So, well, look at their history. Del Bosque, he won the Champions League. They got rid of him, didn't he?
Yeah.
Years ago. I think it might have been when he done Leverkusen and Zidane done that volley, was it? That might have been then. So they've got a history, and you so just think.
This is what's going to happen. Alright.
Go on.
I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Telling me.
Agüero. Maximilian Agüero.
Agüero. Allegri. Is that who you mean now?
Yeah, Allegri.
Allegri.
He's leaving Juve. He's not going to Chelsea. Zidane's leaving Real Madrid. He's going to Juve.
Juve.
Pochettino. He's leaving Tottenham. He's going to Real Madrid.
Here we are.
All right. Alan Pardew is going to Tottenham.
Well, a strong rumours Harry Kane will be manager, of course.
Of course, yes.
So he's put his money in.
Harry Kane, yes.
But no, that just makes you think, you know what I mean? He doesn't often say things like this to distance himself a little bit from the club, so you just wonder. And you look at a team like Madrid, you think...
Who would take over Tottenham?
Well, that's the thing. Who would?
Simone.
Again, are they... Yeah.
Oh, big Jürgen.
No, he's not bigger. He's not big enough. He hasn't achieved enough, is he, really, in European football at all. So... It's hard to say. You couldn't really, you know, unless they
can be a hell of an interesting off season.
Oh, I think so. I think so. If Zidane goes from Madrid, I think they'll go for Poch because if they look at other managers around the world who would be available, unless they're looking at, you know, if they look at short term, they might even look at someone like Wenger for a year or 2 years while they search for the next manager to come in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Possibly. They've been living with Wenger loads of times.
As a very short-term gap. Bring him in for a season or 2 seasons until the real man that they want.
Luis Enrique to Tottenham.
Bring him in. Luis Enrique to Tottenham.
I can be your hero, baby.
So, but no, absolutely, as you said, Al, it's going to be a very interesting...
It's going to be a miracle, lad.
Oh, it is. Rather than... What we usually have, a transfer merry-go-round, a manager merry-go-round this year.
Merry-go-round, without a doubt. What he said.
That's the one.
Manager merry-go-round.
And obviously the other FA Cup game that is going on.
What's the score? Because I was born in shit. That
is Chelsea against Southampton. It's currently 2-0.
2-0 scored for Chelsea.
Morata!
Morata! He's off to he's off at the end of the season.
So there we are. 6 minutes left in that game, ladies and gentlemen. It's bang on. It's going to be a magic night. The Chelsea
final.
FA Cup final.
Conte's last game.
I think Glenn Hoddle will be on a bench. He'll unzip his tracksuit. When it goes to 4-0, they'll cut to him. Unzip his tracksuit. I'm coming on. I've sorted it out, boys. And they'll still lose.
My legs are everything. What's going on? I sound like I'm going for a puberty again.
I had a VHS of that. I had to watch it most weeks. My brother was a Man United fan growing up, wasn't he? He was a Leeds fan, Man United fan.
Oh, the one they fought for 4-0.
Yeah.
Then it was a good final, that was.
Player manager, wasn't he, Glenn Hoddle?
Yeah.
Cantona had two penalties, didn't he?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Hit it the same way both times. They were cursing.
Michi Carine was
Spring Legs Carine.
Oh, yeah.
Met
him. Is he?
Is he not?
No, I think he's died, yeah.
Is
Michi Carine? Yeah, I thought he died.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. Ooh, who the fuck's
sad
that?
Sad times.
Jesus Christ.
Sad
Carlos
times.
Carlos Planchet.
Man City performance analyst. There we are. Analyst.
It's pushing me, sir.
Fucking hell.
Okay, Google.
Analysis, you twat.
Is Dimitri Carine dead?
Oh, we haven't done one of
Here's
these.
What
for
I found on the web.
We haven't done one of these for a while. He's not dead, Al. We would have known that. I would have definitely
sure
known.
Sure, he's dead.
Met him, I did anyway.
I'm sure he's dead, Ash.
Huh?
I'm sure he's dead.
Oh. No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah, he went on to play Tigger in Winnie the Pooh. Spring legs, me.
Hello. The wonderful thing about Tiggers. It's Tiggers the wonderful thing.
That's Dimitri.
Let's have a look now. Dead or kicking? Is Dimitri Carine really, really dead or still alive?
This, like, tell you what now.
He's 49.
He's 49. He's still going, isn't he?
No, who's that?
Still counting, are they? He must be still alive, son. The Kevin Hitchcock died, didn't he?
Kevin Hitchcock?
The other goalkeeper there, wasn't he?
I don't know. I thought he popped his clogs.
Carlo Cudicini? Is that who you're thinking of?
Cudicini can't die!
Anyway, Al, this is the website we need to do up. Just a huge list, Al, of people, celebrities and footballers, simply dead or alive next to them.
Is he dead or alive? No, just his career. Yeah, he's alive and well. 49.
Fucking had him killed off, did, son.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus, he's done a dirty day and he's come back. He's come back, son.
He currently plays nowhere.
No, he's given up, has he?
Torpedo Moscow started his career, joined Dynamo Moscow, then he went to CSKA Moscow. Chelsea.
Oh, he liked Moscow, didn't he?
Yeah.
Fuck, you know.
Chelsea from 92 to 99, Celtic,
of course he was.
Hornchurch.
Hornchurch.
Where the fuck is Hornchurch?
It's fucking England, isn't it?
Yeah. Non-league football club based in East London.
Nice.
Last played in the Conference South.
Conference
South. After being promoted from the main league.
There we are.
Played 23 times there. Retired in 2004.
Dimitri Carine still alive.
Look at this cheeky bastard.
What have they done?
All right, you played for the USSR international level from 90 till 91.
Yeah.
Okay, 92 he played for the CIS. All right, and then from 92 to 98 onwards, he was bloody Russia's manager. Player. Three countries. You can't play for that.
Not allowed to do that.
Manchester
City 1-0 up, and this is what all the Swans fans feared. I think they expected to lose. You can't expect to go to Man City Main Road, Premier League champions, and get something. But they really need to keep this scoreline down for the goal difference. And who was it who scored, Al?
It was David Silva. Just had a baby, didn't
with he? Kevin De Bruyne into Sterling, cut back to Silva.
Oh, sweet touch.
Pops up left peg in across the goalkeeper. Beautiful, beautiful.
Lovely, sweet touch. He ain't got a touch like a rapist.
Absolutely lovely goal with David Silva. And this is Pep. Has he got his ribbon?
Pep. He hasn't.
He's bottled it.
Ooh, he was wearing it on Thursday in the press conference when he was talking about Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, they...
Was it Thursday or Friday?
Not allowed to wear it on match days in the Premier League.
Arsene Wenger! Viva you! Oh, he's leaving. Arsene Wenger! Where would he go then?
David Goodall, baby.
But that's it, Alice. That's done, Alice.
That's quick.
That's done.
We've got Newcastle.
Newcastle Tottenham.
Newcastle Tottenham tomorrow, like.
No, it's not. It's Newcastle Everton. Everton Newcastle even.
Everton and Newcastle.
Toffees against the Toon.
Toon.
Monday night soccer. Under the lights.
Fogging the Toon's alright, oh mate. Fogging the Toon's alright.
Another one of those games, really. There's nothing to it,
when
really.
When I tune in, maybe, after EastEnders.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, BBC One.
But it's one of them. Newcastle is safe, really.
Is Everton. Vincent dead? We don't know. I don't know because I missed Friday's episode.
I don't know who Vincent is.
Richard Blackman.
Is he? Yeah. He wasn't an actor in my day, son.
Oh, I tell you what, I was very against him joining EastEnders. But I think he's bloody brilliant.
Change of bank.
And I'm very disappointed he's decided to leave.
He's won you over, is he?
Yeah.
He's won you over. Maybe he'll go back to singing, you never know. He's got his profile back out.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I hope not.
Britain's Will Smith, so I didn't know that.
Do you know, Lucy knows the words to all the songs. And she can sing them straight off the top of her head.
It's not sad at all.
That's not sad, is it?
But yes, that's done for another week.
Oh, I thought we were having a guest.
Are we having a guest? I don't know, you surprised me last week. You surprised me again, have you? Huh?
Yeah, I thought we were having a guest.
You tell me, son. You got someone lined up? I haven't looked in the green room. Who is it now?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's not playing today because he played yesterday in the losing.
We got a player?
Yes.
Right.
It's only fucking Harry Kane.
No, we haven't got Harry Kane. Is he here? Is he now?
Oh, my poor boy.
Harry
Kane is here. Yes, Harry Kane.
How are you?
I'm all right, my dear boys. I'm all right.
Well, I didn't expect you to see it. It's
did
fantastic.
You see my goals yesterday, boys? Got all three.
Did you play yesterday, did you, Harry?
I did, yes.
I watched the game. I didn't see
it. I was there, dear boys. I was there.
Fantastic.
Goal three, goals definitely.
Well done. Well done. Well, I can't believe it. Yeah, fantastic.
I can't believe I'm here either. Jolly good of you to invite me on.
That's nice. Pleasure to have you, Alex.
Yes, I can clearly confirm, dear boys, that I will be the next Tottenham manager.
Oh!
Youngest manager in the league.
Breaking news there.
How old am I again? 24?
20, I think so, Harry.
That's me. Set up for life.
You're still going to play, though, yeah?
Of course.
Yeah.
I get all the goals.
I know, you do, definitely do.
Yeah. You could ask me any questions.
I'm trying to think of one.
That's my question. I'm alive.
I mean, well, the main one was going to be, are you going to stay at Tottenham? But obviously you are. You're going to be the manager.
Yes, of course I am.
Or are you going to go play?
Man City has scored.
Oh, Raheem Sterling. Harry. Or was it Harry Kane?
It is me. What's that? It's not my goal. I can't believe I have.
Well, we can appeal that, Harry.
I will appeal that because I am Harry Kane.
We'll help you do the appeal then. But,
Oh, is he waving to a boys?
Baby.
What? He's waving to someone in the crowd.
He's waving to someone. We'll see it again, Harry, as we like to do.
Ha ha ha, look at him.
Bandy
legs. He's clearly offside.
Delph, I think it is, crossing the ball.
It's allowed, if you ask me.
Sterling or Harry Crane with the tap in there. And 2-0 to Swansea.
Yes, let's not talk about Harry. Raheem Sterling?
No.
Harry Kane's here.
Harry Kane is here. I do apologise.
Ask me a question and I'm alive.
Are you ready for the World Cup, Mr. Kane?
Am I ready? Of course, I'm going to be the highest scorer.
No doubt.
I'm going to equal Lukas Podolski's record in one World Cup.
In just one World Cup.
One World Cup.
Well, fuck that.
I'm going to claim goals I'm not even playing in.
Yeah. Sound like you, is that me?
I'll play for Argentina, I'll play for Brazil.
You could, I'm sure you could.
The only team I won't play for is England.
What about your manager, Southgate? Do you like him, Harry?
No, he's alright.
Yeah?
He's a bit too posh for my liking.
Yeah.
He's very happy to himself, you know.
Well, as you said, you got eyes on the Tottenham job. Do you not fancy doing the job as well?
No, I can't do both at the same time.
And playing three jobs at once.
Well, you never know, dear boy. If Southgate doesn't win the World Cup,
well,
I could be the next manager as well.
Well, let me know.
Oh, 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 oh. What are you laughing for?
finally then, what about next season then at Tottenham? What are you going for?
Win the league.
Second place, runners up in the cup.
Win the league, we've got to get a new manager because Poch is leaving. Of course, we know the new manager. This is mine!
It's Harry Kane.
This is Declan. Oh my God. My mobile call seems to fall off.
Oh.
Let me just put that back on, guys. Oh. We're going to win the league with me up front and Dele Alli behind me. He's so good he can nutmeg a mermaid.
Yeah.
Christian Eriksen or Harry Kane 2.0.
Because
whenever he scores, I score! We got that little Korean Sean. Lovely little boy.
Yeah.
One day he may bring his daddy. So, did you get it?
Got it, Harry. He's very funny.
Of course, we need a new goalkeeper because we'll be losing him.
Yes.
Oh, what's his name again?
Hugo Lloris.
He'll be gone to wear the jet.
He'll be gone. He's still got Vorm. Verm. Worm.
You are funny.
Anyway, Harry,
don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm one of their own.
One of their own.
One of their own. I'm one of their own. You know why?
Go on.
Cut up. Harry Kane!
Harry Kane, thank you very much.
Toodle pip.
We'll see you again, Harry. Thank you.
Come on, Jeffrey! Bring the car around, Dibba.
Thank you very much, Harry Kane. Just the door on the left there, Harry. Just the door on the left there.
What door?
Just take you right out there.
Somebody open the door.
Someone will come shortly to open the door for you.
That's fantastic. Shall I buy it? It's great, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jürgen says he gets like free food.
Well, I wasn't expecting you. I usually bring the food, to be honest with you. But Alex kept his secret, see?
I'll just stand in the doorway till my limousine come around.
Well, I'm sure they'll be here shortly now to open the door for you, Harry.
Okay. We're not recording now, are we?
No.
Okay. I shall show you, yeah, I suppose.
See you soon, Harry.
See you
soon.
Toodle pip.
There we are. Fantastic. What a surprise, Harry. Keep me in the dark here, son.
Mr. T next week.
No.
Yeah.
Line him up, son. But what a show, what a fun-filled show, Al. Surprises.
He doesn't sound like that when he's on TV, or does he?
They have different microphones in that cell. You know?
His voice changed a bit, I gotta say.
They have a lot of different microphones.
His lisp was
relaxed. He's relaxed, isn't he?
Well,
surreal him, that is. You know what I mean? He's all uptight on a TV, isn't he? All nervous on a TV, some people,
posh.
Isn't he? Huh?
He's posh.
But yeah, so that's...
Something from you rang my lord.
It is Sustan for another weekend now.
Yeah.
We could make it three in a row next week.
We will make it three in a row, my friend.
We will, no
because
doubt.
We've only got, 3 weeks left?
Of the season.
13th of May, Sunday.
2 weeks.
It's the last game of the season.
Oh, we've got three more Sundays.
Let me have a look now. Hang on. One. Two, 3 weeks.
3 Sundays left of the season for us.
We got the 29th. We got the 6th. We got the 13th.
There we go.
And we will be, I can exclusively reveal, we will be coming back for a one-off World Cup special.
World Cup special!
With Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
Harry Redknapp. Roy Hodgson. All the guests
will be on...
The World
Jurgen Klinsmann.
It's going to be a bump of 2 hours at this rate.
2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. We'll make it five-hour marathon, son.
Oh, nobody got time for that, son.
Huh?
Nobody got time for 4 hours fucking podcast.
Well, I've got the people on the dole and everything, though. But yes, so we'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. And in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.